Tuesday, where Kevin always walks on the intro.
I was still reacting to the poop thing. This just the sound. Ugh.
Off camera, We were talking about poop.
Yep.
All right. So, Top 5 Tuesday. That's a good segue into rom-coms.
Speaking of poop, let's talk about Top 5 rom-coms.
let's start this week with Kevin. And we'll go at number 5. And I'm really excited to hear your guys' lists, because this is such a diverse. There's so many movies in this genre, and there's so many ways that you can place it. Now, I was gonna add like a movie. I'll tell you what I was going to add, but I took it off my list because I felt like it wasn't true rom-com. I did have Scott Pilgrim on my list. And I took it off because I was like, fuck. I was like, yes, it's a romantic comedy, but it's more of like an action, like kind of comedy thing. So it didn't make the cut. So I'm interested to see where you guys pruned and if you guys added anything like that. But Kev, go ahead with your number 5.
My number 5 is Scott Pilgrim. No. My number 5 is a Janine Garofalo movie. Don't know what's happened to her much, but The Truth About Cats and Dogs. This is a movie that came out in 96. I think a lot of my rom-coms are going to be in the 90s, because I think that was like an era for romance comedies. Mm-hmm. This one starred Janine Garofalo and Uma Thurman, and it was about Janine Garofalo was a veterinarian that did a radio show, and she kind of like gets this guy that calls in, this wonderful chap with an English accent, and they start to get together, but she gets nervous about her looks. So her actress friend, Uma Thurman, goes on a date for her to kind of scope it out for her. And then the guy obviously thinks he's talking to the veterinarian. So he instantly falls in love with this girl, which is Uma Thurman, which it just kind of messes it up. So it's one of those weird, it's a catfish movie, really. But it's very entertaining, and Janine Garofalo was ultimately adorable in the 90s. Man, I had such a crush on her back in the day. She set the standard for like being smart hot, I guess. And yeah, man.
God, I love this movie. I forgot about this movie, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's got our boy in it who is like the king of romantic comedies. Oh my God, he's so young here. No, the one other, I forgot his name. He's got a unique, like, romantic comedy voice. Like, when you hear it, you know it.
Colin.
What's his name? It is Ben Chaplin. Is that his name?
Ben Chaplin's he's the main actor in that. And he's kind of like got the Orlando Bloom looking going on.
Yeah, it's not the same guy.
Pre-Orlando.
Not the same guy, but I thought it was.
Also, Jamie Foxx was in it, too. Jamie Foxx plays his friend. So that was like an early Jamie Foxx movie. So, but yeah, good movie. I liked it a lot. If you get a chance to revisit, I think it's great. And it's adorable. It's got pets in it, too.
All right. My number 5 is going to be Blast from the Past.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
And that makes my list because we actually just sat down and watched it with Colin for the first time, and he actually enjoyed it as well. It has a star-studded cast: Brendan Fraser, Christopher Walken, Alicia Silverstone. It goes on; all the cameos are great in it, and it's a really fun film about a plane crashing, someone thinking it was an atomic bomb, and then going into a fallout shelter for 50 years or some shit. No, it was like 30, right? Like 30 years.
It was 30.
Yeah. And then coming back out, and you know, the world is what it is today. And Brendan Fraser is so naive that he believes that going into a porn store is okay. Oh no, he doesn't. He thinks it's the devil, right? So I forget. I don't know. I watched it like 10 days ago.
Yeah, you just watched it. You tell us.
Bud. I forget. Something about porn. That's what I got from the movie.
Something about porn.
Yeah. Doug?
My number five is actually a tie, because both of these are, I feel like, staples in the romantic comedy world of movies. Like, these I feel like are on so many people's lists. I don't know if they're on ours, on anyone else's, but tied are You've Got Mail,
okay,
starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, mm-hmm, and When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, those two right there are, like, probably in most people's top five list.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and they are great movies. I think what's really funny, like, so You Got Mail was super cute, and especially at the time that it came out, but it's amazing how quickly that movie got dated. Like, it's so dated. The whole, like, You've Got Mail and, like, AOL, like, there's an entire generation that was born, like, not long after this movie came out that will never understand, like,
what those are, and
AOL and the whole You've Got Mail notification.
They also won't understand bookstores.
Yeah. And then, yeah, When Harry Met Sally. It's just another good one. This is really, isn't it Meg Ryan too?
Yeah. I think, isn't it Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal?
Yep. Yeah, it's Billy Crystal for sure. And we went to New York for my bachelor party back in 2014. We went to Cat's Deli, which is where they filmed that iconic scene of her faking the orgasm and then the person going, I'll have what she's having. And they have a sign, because they filmed it in the restaurant, so they have a sign, like, above the table they filmed, and they're like, meet Harry, meet Sally. We're, like, pointing down at the chairs, like, where they sat.
That's cool.
But Cat's Deli rules. I'm sure there's probably other delis in New York that might be better, but it's good.
That's awesome. All right. Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is a movie that's probably not going to be on anyone's list, and probably not many people have seen it because it's a weird ass movie, but it's called My Boyfriend's Back. This was a movie produced by Sean S. Cunningham of Friday the 13th, creation. Mm-hmm. And he made a rom-com about a guy who takes a bullet for a girl that he has a crush on. She basically, like, something happens in time where he comes back as a zombie, but he's like a normal teenage zombie, so he just goes back to school and everyone's like, hey, you died, you know, they're like really playing it off weird, but yeah, he's a zombie and he just basically came back because before he died, he asked her to prom and she said yes, because obviously she didn't know if he was gonna make it or not, and so he comes back and he's like, well, I'm taking you to prom Friday. And it's, you know, and it's this whole thing. It's kind of like a weird, like, you know, Frankenstein moment where people are, like, turning against him because they're like, I don't like no zombies in my town. But weirdly enough, it's got a young Philip Seymour Hoffman in it, a young Matthew McConaughey, and a young Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox is, like, the main, like bad guy, like, you know, football guy. Mm-hmm. But it was a cute movie. And, it's funny because they also have the same musician from the Friday the 13th series. So he's making, like, rom-com music, but it's got the Friday the 13th vibes to it. It was a pretty fun movie. And it's just, like I said, it's lighthearted. It's kind of adorable. And it was just something, like, you know, I'd take a bullet for a girl. So, you know, at the time, this came out in 93. So this was right in my era of, like, falling in love with girls and stuff. So this it checked the boxes.
This is interesting. There's a reason why I never heard of it, and it made $3.3 million at the box office.
Yeah, it didn't do well at all.
It didn't make enough money for Jeremy fucking Richmond over here.
For me to take notice. It never hit on my radar because it never hit $100 million. My number four is going to be 50 First Dates.
Good one.
This is a movie that I can keep watching over and over again and fully enjoy every time. So Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. One reason why I also love it is because Sean Astin is in it. And I as Doug.
Yeah.
given Doug's a good name.
Dude, every Doug in every movie and everything is always just a dumb piece of shit. Even here. So
yeah. Everybody knows what 50 First Dates is. I don't need to go over what it's about. If you haven't seen it, I pity your soul. So go watch it. Mm-hmm. You need to. It's a fun great comedy. So there you go. Romantic comedy. Duck, what's your number four?
My number four is another classic starring Bill Murray on a day where he just can't catch a break and just keeps reliving it over and over again. It's fucking Groundhog Day.
You've ruined my number three. Get out. I was like, there's no way this makes anyone's list. Because I thought
Groundhog Day.
I thought no one would remember it. Like, oh my God. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And it's a fun one.
It really is. Bill Murray and not giving a shit for like half the movie.
Which is pretty much every movie he's ever in, but
yeah.
I'm in. But he gets to go to the max.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Ned? Fucking Ned, man. Phil? Oh my God. Anyways, okay. Kev, what's your number three?
My number three is one of the Judd Apatow films, and it's Knocked Up. Probably one of the funniest, one of the funniest casts. I mean, like I said, this cast was in a couple different things, but, you know, Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd, Leslie Mann, Jay Baruchel, Jonah Hill, you had Martin Starr in it. Like, it was fun, man. And yeah, it was probably one of the few things that Katherine Heigl was funny in. And yeah, I thought it was a great film. A lot of quotes, but it's just, man, that Judd Apatow era, I don't know how well it's aged, but I do like just kind of like, you know, just the cast that came with it. It was just funny to see them interact. Like, I bet the script had to be half of what they actually said on camera. Because, you know, all they would always have those improv sessions. And, man, this was no less. Like, I saw this in theaters and just loved it. So
it was on my list and it got taken off. Mm-hmm. But it was originally on my list. That's a good one.
Well, you already know my number three, Groundhog Day. So no need to dive into that some more. And Doug, number three?
Number three stars Jason Segel and Kristen Bell and a lot of the people from the Judd Apatow movies. Also, that's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bill Hader. Jonah Hill. Oh, God, the one dude. Oh, and he's, I forget his name. Jack McBrayer from like 30 Rock.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like the other like newlywed couple with that one actress. Oh, so fucking funny. Such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, yeah, this guy gets dumped. He goes to Hawaii to get away from her and like or they had a vacation planned. I don't remember. I think he was just going on just to get away. Yeah, and then she shows up with her new boyfriend.
He couldn't get the tickets refunded or something, so he just said fuck it and like went.
Yeah. And then she shows up there with her new boyfriend played by Russell Brand.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Oh, and got Mila Kunis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's just funny. It's a funny.
And if it wasn't for that movie, we would have never gotten Jason Segel's Muppets.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Because he wrote music for TV shows and he'd been working on like a Dracula musical. And then like at the end of the movie, and this isn't a spoiler, I don't feel like, but like there's the musical number like with Muppets and Dracula and him and Bill Hader and all them like being the puppeteers and doing the show. And yeah, that couple years later we got the Muppet movie, and it was because of the relationship he developed with Jim Henson's Muppets while making that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Awesome. All those Judd Apatow movies, I was gonna put I Love You Man on my list because it's a romantic comedy between two dudes. And I absolutely, I was like, fuck, but I categorized those as more like straight comedies than I did romantic. So, but I really wanted to put some of those movies on the list.
Yeah. Fuck.
But yeah, all those are fucking awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is Can't Hardly Wait. This movie, it was once again came out when I was in high school. I think I was a junior. Like, this came out like 98.
God, Kev, and you are hitting all the like all of the deep cuts.
Yeah, like I mean, I thought this one was a little bit more popular. Well, this one made 25 million, Jer.
Yeah. This one, Well, only 25.
Mm. Yeah, pinky to lips.
Gross.
Yeah, man. I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it back when she was like America's sweetheart for that moment. Seth Green was like this little hip hop dude. One of my favorite, Lauren Ambrose. Oh my God, she was amazing in it, and I fell in love with Lauren Ambrose mostly because this and Psycho Beach Party. Which Peter Kleins was on that, by the way. Throwing that shout out there. Ethan Embry was also in that. It was so fun. It was just a fun romantic comedy. But it also had like that, once again, it had that edgier teen like thing that was happening where basically American Pie kind of took that ball and ran with it. But this was kind of leading up to it where there was like a house party, you know, and then you had your certain archetypes. But it was one of my favorite movies to see as a teenager.
Very nice. My number two is going to be Crazy Rich Asians. This was definitely more recent, but it's probably one of the most perfect fucking romantic comedies that you're going to watch. And this thing blew up and became a huge hit for everyone, especially me. Because it deals with rich people. Rachel Chu is a American-born Chinese professor, but not good enough for Nick's family. Nick's family comes from a lot of wealth, and they reject her, and it goes on and to become this love story that takes place. Very funny as well. Who's in it? Awkwafina is in it, and so is our favorite boy. From who plays her Randall father.
Park? Huh? Is it Randall Park? Well, I don't know.
No. Ken Jeong. So he's in it and plays Aquafina's father, which is hilarious. It's a great movie, so you definitely should go watch it if you haven't seen it. Doug, no.
My number two is another Judd Apatow movie. And that is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a funny fucking movie. And again, it's so weird looking back on these movies because, like, this is one of the first movies I remember Jonah Hill being in.
Yeah.
He has a bit role as this kid who wants to buy, like, pumps with, like, goldfish in the heels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then he's like, wait, so I can't buy this here?
Like, no, you go online and you buy them on like my eBay store. But I'm here.
But I'm here.
And they're here. And I just want to give you money to buy these fucking shoes. Yeah, and like, again, like Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen. Oh, what's her face? Oh, my God. She plays the boss. What is her name? Oh, just left my brain.
Oh, Jane.
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch, yeah.
Oh, shit, so funny. And, like, we all know that Paul Rudd's been around, like, before, like, these movies, but I feel like these movies are really what shot him, like, into, like, the world's conscious. Like, I mean, yeah, he was in Clueless, and yeah, he was in Friends and all this stuff. Like, he was on all this other stuff in, like, the 90s. But these movies made him, I guess, like, where it's like, oh, this motherfucker's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that... yeah, that Anchorman, you know, these Judd Apatow movies is just, but 40-Year-Old Virgin, Steve Carell. It was also fun to see Steve Carell in a role that wasn't Michael Scott because this was like peak Office,
yeah,
Steve Carell time, and he's so funny. They're all so funny, and I think someone from this movie went on to like be arrested for trying to kill his wife or something.
What?
Like, I think one of the guys that works in the store.
I don't. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I just remember hearing about it like later and being like, what the fuck? I'll find it. It's fine.
Oh, is it the Indian guy? The guy that was mad about getting his deal snaked?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Not the older Indian.
Not guy. The older one, but the other one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forget his name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do remember that. That was wild. Wow. That was a deep cut. Oh no. Bad choice of words. Oh no. I think he actually stabbed her. That's
bad.
Yeah.
He might have actually killed her. I don't
remember. Oh, it was bad. Oh, well,
well, we've hit number one.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks. I'm sorry. I'm looking through all the people that are in this.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks is
it? Kat Dennings.
Oh, Kat Dennings.
Yeah, yeah, Kat Dennings is the daughter in this.
Was the daughter.
This is, mm-hmm. Yeah, this was like her first movie, or at least mm-hmm. the first movie I recognized her in.
Yeah, she was, I think, on a TV show or something before that. There was something else I remember seeing her in around this time where she's like younger than even in this. And but I can't tell you what. But then, yeah, then she was like in Thor and it was like, oh, shit, Kat Dennings. Continue with your number one. I'm going to find out who this guy is who tried to kill his wife.
Oh, funny enough, I didn't want to jump on the bet, but yeah, the 40-year-old virgin is my number one.
Oh, shit.
Very nice.
Yeah. I love this movie. I mean, for all the reasons Doug said, but also once again, the improv in it, like the afterwards, where they, especially with the old Indian guy, where he's like, you know, trying to explain, he's like, oh, you know, it's not about the love. It's, you know, it's not about the alligator fuck house, or, you know, he's like naming all these like different moves. Yeah. It's not about the butt trumpet. And, you know, just like, I can see like Steve Carell trying to keep a straight face and, you know, and the, one of the most infamous scenes, the waxing scene, where, you know, Steve Carell legit got waxed. So even all the mm-hmm. actors are trying to keep a straight face during it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the reshoots of that. And just, man, yeah, Steve Carell was fantastic in it. He plays a great, like a kind of naive, dumb 40-year-old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a framed Asia poster. Yeah, the Paul. I could listen to Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen rip on each other for days. Like, and they've done that in multiple movies, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, 40-year-old virgin was fantastic, and I think, yeah, one of Judd Apatow's best, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's got Kevin Hart in this movie too.
Yeah, he was the angry customer that came back, and he wanted the mm-hmm. refund or whatever, mm-hmm. or he wanted the deal.
Yeah,
back.
My number one was talked about on this list by someone at the beginning of the show. My number one is You've Got Mail.
Oh, shit. Hey, yeah, it was nice. My number five.
Yeah. There's something about this movie. Growing up, I had the biggest crush on Meg Ryan. She was like, to me. And I fell in love with her character in this movie. I also fell in love with Tom Hanks's character in this movie. Has Dave Chappelle in it, as well as Tom Hanks's friend who gives him advice. And so, I don't think that there's a more perfect a film that I've seen this so many times, and I still tear up every single time at the end. It's just fucking awesome, and it's really funny, and I love it so much. And it's got Greg Kinnear in it, who I miss dearly, because either he's dead or he just isn't in movies anymore. But he's a good actor. I guess he's still around. He's making money.
Yeah, I haven't seen him really much since the 90s, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably keeping low-key.
I haven't done a Meg Ryan Google image search in a while. And, she has had a lot of work done.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not look like good work.
No,
it does not, unfortunately. But anyways, that movie is great. Wonderful, fantastic. Go see it. Okay, that's my number one.
Go watch it and laugh at how bad the internet was back in 1990.
Yeah, that too.
Or whatever year.
Yeah.
My number one, a little surprising. I guess maybe some people don't consider it a comedy, but I think it is. That's The Princess Bride.
Oh, how did I not remember that?
Of course, it's a comedy.
Yeah, right. Like Princess Bride. It's like
man.
You fell for one of the one's great blunders. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I got it like a fantasy, action, romance, comedy. So maybe it falls in line with kind of the Scott Pilgrim problem, where maybe there's so much other stuff going on in it. And maybe it's not. But I don't know. It's just fucking, it's funny. It's a funny fucking movie.
Yep, I agree. I love that movie, and I'm sad that I didn't think about it for my list.
And okay, hold on. So in Ted Lasso recently, they did the whole rom-com episode where everything, and like, there's the scene between Roy and Ted, and Roy's like, shut the fuck up. Like, stop talking. Like, I'm not doing this with you. And he was like, stop talking. You know, and he walks away. Or whatever, and as you wish is what, you know, and it was like, aha, Princess Bride. He got one last one in right there at the end of that whole conversation. So it counts.
It counts. 100%.
Ted Lasso says it counts.
All right. That's our top five list this week. I can't wait to hear what y'all's are. If you're listening and you want to tell us, then that's cool. Tomorrow, we got What's Up Wednesday. And until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.